honestly, I wasn't surprised when I saw the videos of the unarmed black preteen and teenage boys being held at gunpoint. What shocked me was how the police department reacted.
That is Tavian Moore, a high school student and president of the Greater Grand Rapids NAACP Youth Council. Moore, along with over 40 others, attended the Grand Rapids City Commission to demand an apology from the Grand Rapids police officers who detained a group of five African-American preteens and teens at gunpoint on March 24th before releasing them without charges. On hand at the City Commission was Lamont R. Cole, the third vice president of the Greater Grand Rapids NAACP. He says that the incident represents a pattern of behavior by police being overly aggressive towards African Americans.
This is definitely not an isolated situation. I mean, African Americans historically have had issues with police departments. For us to be demonized, villainized, and everything else, that we're this violent group of halfway human beings, it's crazy. And for us to be in 2017 and still dealing with the same crap that we've been dealing with for the last 100 years, it's appalling, and I'm offended as an African-American man.
While many at the meeting wanted personal apologies from the officers involved, Police Chief David Rainsky told the City Commission that he apologized to the parents of the children on behalf of the Grand Rapids Police Department 2 weeks ago. However, he said the police officers did nothing wrong.
I apologized to the young men and their families. A sincere apology and an explanation that the officers involved were following up on specific information in our ongoing efforts to keep everyone in this community safe.
Sensitivity has been a focal point for the Grand Rapids Police Department. Last year, the entire department underwent implicit bias training in an effort to keep preconceived prejudices from impacting officers' decision-making while on the job. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.